like to call this meeting at a Summit Hill District 161 School Board order. If you'd all please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. Can we have a roll call, please, Mr. Faber?
Mrs. Martin.
Here.
Mr. Faber here. Mrs. Borgens.
Sorta. Here. Sorry. Yeah, here.
Marin.
Here.
Mr. Leonard will be late with notice, and Ms. Murphy and Mr. Martin will be out with notice.
Thank you very much. Moving on to information and proposals, letters and communications are in the back of your board book. Mrs. Raines, Freedom of Information Act requests.
We have a commercial FOIA request made by Smart Procure for purchasing records, and we had a FOIA request from the Illinois Retired Teachers Association for names of retired Illinois educators for the current school year. Both were completed in the appropriate time frame.
Thank you very much. Do we have any public comments?
No.
No public comments. Moving on in the agenda to action items, we will start with 4A, the consent agenda. Can I have a motion that the board approve the items on the consent agenda for this meeting as presented, including 4A 1A regular session meeting minutes of June 13th, 2018, 4A 1B closed session meeting minutes of June 13th, 2018, 4A 1C policy committee meeting minutes of June 13th, 2018, 4A 2 approval of the May treasurer's report and financial report, 4A 3 approval of bills list dated July 11th, 2018, 4A4, resignation of staff, Heather Governell, paraprofessional, effective June 9th, 2018. We have no family medical leave at this time. 4A6, approval of employment of staff, including Heather Governell, resource teacher at Summit Hill Junior High for the 2018-19 school year. Carolyn Steger, FLMA teacher at Dr. Julian Rogas School. Caitlin McBrady, FLMA teacher at Dr. Julian Rogas School. Christina Turek, FLMA teacher at Summit Hill Junior High. Thomas Kocher, FLMA teacher at Summit Hill Junior High. Michelle Vetter, paraprofessional at Dr. Julian Rogas School for the 2018-19 school year. And Daniel Simiak, paraprofessional at Dr. Julian Rogas School for the 18-19 school year.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mrs. Martin?
Aye.
Mr. Faber, aye. Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye. And the motion carries. Moving on to the approval of the board SMART goals on page 65 of your board book. Can I have a motion that the Board of Education approve the 2018-19 goals as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or comments?
I just wanted to comment that I appreciate that we're still including the bullying in the
safe learning environment.
In the safe learning environment, mm-hmm. because I think that's still very important and it will continue to be mm-hmm. as times change. So I'm glad that we're still including that. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Anything else? Can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mrs. Martin?
Aye.
Mr. Faber, aye. Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye. And the motion carries. Item B2, the establishment of the board committee meeting dates. Mr. Martin is on vacation still, but I have a note out to Mr. Faber and Mr. Martin to attempt to schedule it for the second half of next week.
Wait, what?
Okay.
You'll see it. Yeah.
I'm in town. That's fine.
This is the committee meeting, so we will post that to the website as soon as we have the exact date and time, and it will take place here at the Mary Drew Administrative Center. So we have Mrs. Raines back. We have our attorney back. We have our director staff back, and now we just need to get Mr. Martin back, and we'll be in good shape. Moving on to new business, C1, the first reading of board policies on page 71 of your board book. Can I have a motion that the Board of Education approve the first reading of Board Policy 2:105, 2:170, 4:20, 4:80, 4:140, 6:10, 6:30, 6:60, 6:120, 6:130, 6:135, 6:190, 6:230, 6:240, 6:250, 7:50, 7:340, and 8:25.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mrs. Martin?
Aye.
Mr. Faber, aye. Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye, and the motion carries. Okay, before going on to C2, we are going to go into closed session.
Okay.
So we will duck into closed session. For those of you who were hired on the consent agenda, welcome aboard, and please do not feel obligated to stay past closed session. This is the perfect opportunity to sneak away. Not that you could possibly have anything to do better on a lovely summer night, but thank you for attending, and again, welcome aboard. So we'll go into closed session as outlined on page 113 of your board book. What page is it? Oh, page 136. Sorry, I was destroying closed session documents. Can I have a motion that the board go into closed session according to 5 ILCS 120/2C1 to consider the appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of specific employee of the district or legal counsel for the district, including hearing testimony on a complaint lodged against an employee of the district or against legal counsel for the district to determine its validity?
So moved.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? Can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mrs. Martin?
Aye.
Mr. Faber, aye. Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye. And the motion carries.
Do you want to leave or do you want to stay here?
I don't care.
I'm just going to go. There's enough of them out there.
You guys stay here. We'll duck out. There are far fewer of us tonight than there are of you, so...
Fixed something in my swing where I wasn't slicing, and now I keep hitting it straight into the left rough.
Oh, sorry.
Awesome. Hate the game. Stupid game.
I think you're on 99.
Yes.
That's okay.
All right. We are 7:41. We are back in open session, and we are moving on to C2 on the agenda, page 99 of your board books. Can I have a motion that the Board of Education employ Colin Bradley as the principal of Dr. Julian Rogus, effective July 1st, 2018 to June 30th, 2019, at a salary of $100,000?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Leonard?
Aye.
Mrs. Martin?
Aye.
Mr. Faber, aye. Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye. Motion carries. Congratulations, Mr. Bradley. Moving on to C3, approval of an additional OT position on page 100. Can I have a motion that the Board of Education approve an additional 0.5 occupational therapist position for the 2018-19 school year?
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber.
Mr. Leonard?
Aye.
Mrs. Martin?
Aye.
Mr. Faber, aye. Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye. Motion carries. Moving on to the Office Transportation Support, can I have a motion that the Board of Education approve an agreement with Karen Deal for up to 60 hours of service, not to exceed $1,700?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or comments?
Is it okay of keeping Karen forever?
Is that enough time with her?
It is.
You're sure that's
She had a few days in. The fingerprinting was a holdup on our two candidates, and so we feel that we can get it taken care of in 60 hours.
Okay. Anything additional? Hearing nothing additional, can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Leonard?
Aye.
Mrs. Martin?
Aye.
Mr. Faber, aye. Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye, and the motion carries. Moving on to C5, can I have a motion that the Board of Education approve the 2018-2019 Administrative Handbook as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any questions or comments?
The changes were highlighted for ease of finding them.
Mm-hmm. Hearing nothing, can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Leonard?
Aye.
Mrs. Martin?
Aye.
Mr. Faber, aye. Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye, and the motion carries. Page 103, the Certified Handbook. Can I have a motion that the Board of Education approve the 2018-2019 Certified Staff Handbook as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Leonard?
Aye.
Mrs. Martin?
Aye.
Mr. Faber, aye. Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye, and the motion carries. C7, the approval of the non-certified handbook. Can I have a motion that the Board of Education approve the 2018-2019 non-certified staff handbook as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? We have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber.
Mr. Leonard?
Aye.
Mrs. Martin?
Aye.
Mr. Faber, aye. Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye, and the motion carries. Moving on to C8, copy machines. Can I have a motion that the Board of Education approve the purchase of 3 Canon copiers at a cost not to exceed $31,900?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? Can't we bring back Ditto machines? Those were cheaper, weren't they?
Love the smell.
I know.
Yeah.
Hearing none, can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mrs. Martin?
Aye.
Mr. Faber, aye. Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye, and the motion carries. C9, hazardous routes. Can I have a motion that the Board of Education confirm the existence of hazardous conditions requiring the transportation of students, which have been previously approved by the Illinois Department of Transportation for the 2017-18 school year?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Just for everyone, this is just a series of streets or intersections where children are within 1.5 miles and would have to walk if not for the existence of a hazardous roadway, which could be 80th Avenue, North Avenue, 88th Avenue, or a hazardous intersection or lack of a sidewalk. We approve these and it allows us to apply for funding from the state of Illinois for some portion of the transportation. Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Leonard?
Aye.
Mrs. Martin?
Aye.
Mr. Faber, aye. Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye, and the motion carries. Moving on to C10, can I have a motion that the Board of Education approve the intergovernmental agreement with Union School District 81 concerning the preparation of meals under the National School Lunch Program beginning the first day of school, August 2018, through the last day of school in June 2019?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Again, this intergovernmental agreement is with Union School District. However, they do not supply any services to District 161, and Union does not profit from this agreement. It is simply a pass-through that allows us to use somebody who was approved by the National School Lunch Program to supply lunches within the nutritional guidelines that we have to follow in order to get reimbursed from the feds. Any other questions or comments?
So does the 2.54 increase cover the removal of kale?
I, They'll probably put more in.
I know how much you love it.
I know. Mrs. Wright has been campaigning to have kale added to everything. Can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Leonard?
Aye.
Mrs. Martin?
Aye.
Mr. Faber, aye. Mrs. Borgans?
Aye.
Mr. Merring?
Aye. And the motion carries. C11, the building tech start date. This is on page 112 of your board book. Can I have a motion that the Board of Education approve 400 hours of tech personnel support prior to the start of school for student tablet deployment at a cost not to exceed $5,800?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? Not sure why we have to do this. I heard Mr. Perkins is going home at night.
Yeah. You can't spend the night?
Seems like if he put it in second gear, we wouldn't have this problem. But, hey, I have to sleep and eat. Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, can we have a roll call, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Leonard?
Aye.
Mrs. Martin?
Aye.
Mr. Faber, aye. Mrs. Borgans?
Aye.
Mr. Merring?
Aye. And the motion carries. C12, the review of closed session meeting documents. Can I have a motion that the board authorize the destruction of closed session audio recordings for the period of July 1st, 2016 through December 31st, 2016?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. This is in accordance with the Open Meetings Act, and it allows for the destruction after a certain amount of time has passed if there are no pending litigation, court cases, legal proceedings, or concerns of board members. Are there any questions or comments on this? Hearing none, can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Leonard?
Aye.
Mrs. Martin?
Aye.
Mr. Faber, aye. Mrs. Borgans?
Aye.
Mr. Merring?
Aye. And the motion carries. And that concludes the action items. We are now to superintendent and staff reports. I will turn it over to Mrs. Raines.
Thank you. Let's start with the kindergarten updates. Right now, we have 206 total students that prove residency. We have 8 special ed and 198 reg ed completed and paid registrations. We have 1,854 complete paid re-registrations at this time. In terms of just keeping an eye on our enrollments, I'm starting to include some trend data for you. On page 116 in your board book, you'll see a graphic that lists the enrollment trends per school from 2015-16 to this current school year, so you can see where the fluctuations are. And just at a glance, you can see that the smaller kindergarten classes have permeated the elementaries and are now into Walker School and are starting to make an impact at Summit Hill Junior High. Just visually, you can see that. Mm-hmm. The page on page 115 gives you the actual data for all of those years. So I'm going to keep those included in each of the board books as we move forward, because it'll be part of our goal four process as well when we look at enrollments and enrollment trends. So I just wanted to share that with you. So I can't really, you know, concur right now that we're within guidelines, etc. But what I can tell you right now is from the low end, we have 18 kids in a classroom, to the high end of 22 students in a classroom at this time with our current numbers. So we're well below guidelines at all grade levels throughout the district. So that's what I can tell you right now. Right. The next piece is the preliminary 2018-19 budget presentation. Doug has included some verbiage as well as our document that shows the preliminary budget versus the adopted budget. Doug, do you have just a couple of words you'd like to say? Yes, please. Couple of quick changes, I think, or not changes, but additions,
yeah,
I should say.
So, you know, looking at the numbers, the budget's pretty comparable to the current year. The only real change is that we've included 4 categorical payments from the state. Through June 30th, they actually did pay 3 of those in the current, the completion year, but, you know, current year. So that was good news. So I feel confident that we can reasonably rely on that funding coming through from the state.
Do you anticipate the 4th coming in?
Yeah, I think it will. I don't know when, I haven't heard, but yes, I believe it will. accrue it through the audit process back to last year also.
So with the year that we just closed, if you accrue for that during the close, we'll have four, and what will that mean to the overall budget deficit surplus?
Not much in the head fund. It's more in the transportation fund. So there's any more, that's the majority of the funding from the state that we get. So it'll shrink the anticipated deficit that we have in the transportation fund.
Okay.
Are there any questions for Doug on this preliminary report? And when do you bring the full one, Doug, next month?
Yeah, in August, the first meeting and the second meeting, I'll publish.
Okay.
One of those two meetings, and we'll have 30 days on display.
Mm-hmm. For the September 30th deadline?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
And will we be seeing 8:43 at the same time?
We will have, I believe there'll be first meeting in August is when they're going to present their budget.
Okay.
And then seek approval second meeting.
Very good.
Thank you, Doug. Then the last item of the superintendent and staff report is the building operations reports. We're continuing that as a standing item, keeping you informed of progress of projects in real time. And that concludes the superintendent and staff report.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Moving on to 6A, the Lincoln Way District 8:43 meeting report. Mr. Martin is our 8:43 representative. He did attend the last meeting. However, knowing that he would be out tonight, he sent me an update to provide to everyone. The meeting was cut extremely short, and all administrative reports were eliminated because that happened to be the day that Frankfurt was under tornado warnings. And we had the really nasty storms move through, so the meeting was extremely short. They took a couple of very minor action items and called it a night. So there was no real action out of that and no significant reports to update. The main issue was that there was nothing that required attention from the board, which is always good news. Okay, seven public comments. No public comments. Future meeting dates, August 8th, 2018, August 22nd, 2018, and September 12th, 2018, all at 7 p.m., all here at the Mary Drew Administrative Center. Those are our regular meetings. Unless there is anything else, can I have a motion that we adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor acknowledge by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you.